Joining me this morning are two participants in the Downtown Revitalization Group. I have Angela McGraw and Stephanie Brenner. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Downtown Revitalization, just a brief snapshot. What is that?
Well, it was at the beginning of October was the 6th annual Sitka Health Summit, and it is an amazing event. It's a variety of people from all over town, and they pick three goals. And one was the food assessment. The other one was a walkability designation for Sitka. And the third one, it actually was the number one choice, was a downtown revitalization. And our first kickoff meeting was held at the end of October. They get things rolling right away at the Sitka Health Summit. I love that group. And the kickoff meeting, we had 50 people. So there is a serious passion for this. And it is about making our community vibrant, pedestrian friendly, and we want people to come downtown. We want it to happen in place.
And Stephanie, I know you're a business owner, and this is something that's been top of mind for you for a long time.
Yes, I think when you work downtown, you really have a sense of the people in the downtown and the community downtown, and I have a personal interest in it as well as financial, but you're just vested in the community, and with kind of the things that have been happening in the last couple months, and you see a few storefronts that are no longer there, I just think it's a very important issue, and it's dear to my heart, and I'd love to see more people in our downtown, not just in the summertime, but year-round. The Health Summit, you know, they're, like Angela said, their number one goal was a downtown revitalization. And I think it's just important as far as making it more pedestrian-friendly, user-friendly, friendly for families, for senior citizens. And so I am very interested in it. And like Angela said, the first meeting had quite a few people. And since then, there have been, I think, two meetings.
At least.
And
there are also subgroups already.
Yep, there's also
starting.
Some subgroups starting. And I don't know if anybody's looked around downtown lately. Penny Brown has loaned quite a few of her trees. There's a couple holly trees downtown with lights. We're working on the Fur Gallery has donated their window, and there's going to be a Christmas village set up there so that people can bring their kids down starting on Monday. That will be lit up. There's also a contest that is going to kick off. Quite a few local merchants. There's over 20 that are participating. You can guess to see how many light bulbs are on the tree in front of St. Michael's and have a chance to win gift certificates and prizes donated by over 20 local merchants.
And that tree was in the newspaper the other night, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
It was purchased from the Boy Scouts.
There could be an advantage there. There's a photo.
Right. The Boy Scouts had an in-kind donation for the group, as well as Alan Marine did donate the truck and some workers to set it up. And then Penny donated lights, and it's up. It's downtown. And we're hoping that if people are out and about and they see ballot boxes, to guess how many lights are on the tree and stick their name in the box.
And I should say, in full disclosure, that my time has been donated via my other job with Alan Marine to do a little bit of marketing and design for your group.
Right. That's right.
And Angela, I think some folks might assume that the only people that would have a vested interest are folks like Stephanie, who have a business downtown. But someone who's not a downtown business owner, why does downtown revitalization speak to you?
Oh, well, for me, I work at Sitka Community Hospital, and we're a co-sponsor of the Sitka Health Summit. And when I went to the Sitka Health Summit, I was there to take photos because we have a couple people on the steering committee. I know you have been on it. Is that true?
Early on. I did some facilitating.
Yeah, we have a couple people from the hospital who are on there. And I ended up going to the group for downtown revitalization, and Doug Osborne, who's a part of the Health Summit, he drew me in. He's like, okay, come on, our group's starting. And I'm like, well, I'm here to take photos. I don't know. But it's been so interesting. And I think that it pertains to me in so many areas of my life, because I'm a Russian dancer. I'm really interested in tourism. I think it's important for our community. But the big thing is also the locals. And making it important for us and making it viable for us is to have the storefronts. And it's been such an interesting process too, because I think that we find these things that we can start with small, and it doesn't mean we aren't looking bigger. It's just sometimes we want to know what we can do more quickly and feel like we've accomplished something. And we are looking at the bigger picture and how we can fill the storefronts. And we're also looking at safety, which is kind of interesting. Yeah. And that makes important for health as well. And we want to make sure that stores are lit or there's lights downtown. How can we maneuver people around? How can we get the flow of the town? There's a lot involved. It's a big issue. And it's been, I love watching the way, why it works is because people come and they're passionate about this in some way. And it could be they want trees downtown or they want the storefronts filled. There's so many different aspects. And I've really enjoyed it.
You know, I think some folks, there's always, your glasses are definitely half full. And there are some people who will look at this as half empty, like, it's really not my place to do this. And you have such good energy coming into this project. How are you going to keep this momentum going?
Well, I think that I just think that there's enough people that are right now that are passionate about this, and I don't see their passion dying out. There are people that are new to this community. There's people that have been here for years. And I think that there's people that really do want to see a change. And I really feel that if you don't try, you don't know what's going to happen. And one of my favorite sayings is if you're not part of the solution, you're probably part of the problem. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I really think that we're on the brink of, you know, really making our downtown what we would like it to be. And we, you know, I think people have spoken, they'd like it to be more pedestrian friendly. Mm-hmm. We'd like to encourage, you know, maybe more bicycle racks or more areas for people to congregate, mm-hmm. And to bring their kids downtown. And I think that that's all positive things that we can actually achieve. And then I also think we can look at the bigger picture. But I think that there's enough different people from different areas of the community that are involved. And it's just not downtown business owners that are involved. It's people like Angela, Doug Osborne. There's quite a few people. Dana Pitts is also involved. And she has a vested interest in Sitka. And so I think there's other people that will help carry this through. They're already talking about meetings in January, different things they can do in February. I really think mm-hmm. that things will continue through the new year.
Another big aspect of this is buying local. And we're working with the chamber. They're already working on this campaign. And we're going to educate people about why it's so important and what the businesses do and what our money does when it stays in Sitka and how important for that for our community that is.
For every $100 that you do spend locally, 68 of those dollars come back to Sitka through taxes, payroll taxes. And when you do buy online, 0% of that money comes back to your community.
There's a lot of moving parts downtown revitalization. It sounds like you have a lot of different representation from the community to make this successful.
We do, and we encourage people to still continue to give us our ideas. They can email me or call me at 747-1737, Angela McGraw. And we're still brainstorming and working on new ideas. So please, if you have an idea, call me.
And there's also a Facebook page. It's the Downtown Revitalization. I don't know of Sitka if that's in there or not, but there is a Facebook page that's up and running. So please get on there to find out the meeting times and things like that.
The next meeting's December 12th. So look on the Facebook page for the time and the place.
And there'll probably be a announcement on the community calendar.
There will be.
As well. Well, I'd like to thank my guests, Angela McGraw and Stephanie Brenner, telling us about the Downtown Revitalization Group. Look forward to having you on again to hear
thank
updates.
You. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.